Heat advisory goes into effect today. Hazy, hot, muggy, highs well into the 90s. A few thunder showers today, especially tonight, possible. Low tonight drops into the low 70s. 90s return with some sun on Wednesday, right back in the 90s. Thursday, Friday, again, should see plenty of sunshine. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus. Right now, 72.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezine Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezine's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezine Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezineFloors.com.
Mid-American Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A woman has been arrested for allegedly killing a relative in Leavenworth. Leavenworth police are investigating the homicide, which happened around 4 p.m. Sunday afternoon after a series of 911 calls. On the scene, police discovered an 85-year-old woman who was killed. She has been identified as Anna Higgins. A 59-year-old woman named Victoria Smith is being held in Leavenworth County Jail on suspicion of murder. She's listed as living at the same address where Higgins was killed Sunday afternoon. Police in Johnson County are searching for a 15-year-old boy suspected of critically shooting a man outside of an Olathe Walmart yesterday morning. Olathe police responded around 4:40 a.m. to the parking lot of an Olathe Walmart. There they found a 20-year-old man who was shot twice in the chest. He was transported to an area hospital in critical condition. The 15-year-old suspect fled the scene after the shooting. I'm Stephanie Austin.
The Home Depot has Hampton Bay's new 52-inch Rockport LED ceiling fan for just $79.97. It comes in three finishes. It saves on energy bills, and its long-life LED bulbs also save on lighting costs. One more thing. Its quick-fit mounting system makes installation a breeze, saving another kind of energy. Yours. Get a new spin on installation with the Rockport ceiling fan, just $79.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Presenting The Grill.
Oh, beautiful pork tenderloin for double saucy ribs with smoky bacon barbecue. You're gonna need a bib. America, America, pork will your taste buds thrill. And ground pork's good in the neighborhood, from grill to shining grill.
Let's grill for it. Get started at porkbeinspired.com. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
The biggest wildfire in Kansas history has a silver lining despite scorching nearly 600 square miles of land in Kansas and Oklahoma. Conservation experts say it would have taken decades to clear out the number of eastern red cedars consumed by the Anderson Creek fire in March. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks agent Ken Brunson calls the blaze an ecological cleansing for the environment because it killed so many cedars, also known as junipers. Red cedars are drought-resistant trees that crowd out native grasses. They suck up the moisture from the soil and reduce the amount of foliage for wildlife and livestock. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services estimate it would have cost Kansas landowners $56 million to remove the same number of trees killed in the fire. A hiking and biking trail through Missouri and Kansas will allow people to follow in the footsteps of their pioneers. The Three Trails Corridor will closely retrace the path of old wagon swales. The trail will start in Missouri and then South Kansas City, Lee Wood, Overland Park, Olathe, and Gardner. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Mid-American Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Omaha police made arrests on a variety of alcohol-related charges during the College World Series. Police say 18 people were charged with minor in possession of alcohol. 16 were charged with driving under the influence. 14 were charged with having an open container. One was charged with procuring alcohol for a minor, and 30 were charged with other misdemeanors and traffic violations. A man's left hand and eye were injured by a homemade explosive device in eastern Nebraska. The Omaha World Herald reports the device exploded around 7 p.m. Sunday. Valley Fire and Rescue Chief Aaron Uckert says the device was not a typical 4th of July firework. During the initial call for help, the caller told authority that the man's hand was gone. The hand was found about 90 feet away. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings. Once again, raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. These include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With 4 locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Grace Lupke of Marysville High School was recently elected a state officer of the FFA. She was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend.
Yes, most state officers go through a process called National Leadership Conference for State Officers. In this case, it's a regional conference where 5 Midwestern states as well as Kansas met up in Ashland, Nebraska for a week of just building our fundamental presence skills and workshop skills. So it was Kansas, Colorado, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska. And so not only did we get to meet with state officers from across the nation, we really worked hard on building our facilitation skills and our workshop building, and just got some of those little, I guess you want to call, arsenal of information to draw back on throughout our year of service. So that was really beneficial to us because we'd had experience before in presenting workshops and speeches. But this is really to just cover the fundamentals and have that vault of knowledge to draw back on in the future years. And so we really interacted with some of the Nebraska and Colorado states in particular. And I think those connections are what are going to follow me throughout my years in college and life, really.
Grace Lupke, a graduate of Marysville High School, recently elected secretary of the Kansas FFA. She was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. Marion Carlene Rubke, age 78, of Pawnee City, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Table Rock, Nebraska Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at Weary Mortuary, Pawnee City. In charge of arrangements for Marion Rubke. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, taco salad, chips, French bread, lettuce, tomato, a mandarin orange, and a cookie. Tomorrow, fish, macaroni and cheese, a roll, coleslaw, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In It's dinner for two. Grab your wife, your boyfriend, or just someone who looks lonely on the street and make your way to the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville. Share an appetizer from our selected menu, choose two entrees, and satisfy your sweet tooth with the dessert to share. All this for just $30. Make a date or show up on the fly. It's dinner for two at the Wagon Wheel.
The jingle bells aren't jingling all the way yet, and you still have time to cry and pout because Santa isn't coming yet. But it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at Reflections in Marysville. It's the 2016 Keepsake Ornament Premiere this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Come to the store to see over 200 new keepsake ornaments. Hurry in, some ornaments will be in limited quantity. So have yourself a merry little early Christmas by visiting your Gold Crown Hallmark store this weekend. Reflections on Broadway in Marysville.
A busy day yesterday across parts of the upper Midwest, the Ohio-Tennessee Valley, eastern Corn Belt across the Appalachians, widespread severe storms, large hail, heavy rain. The biggest problems again today now. Folks in the upper Midwest, eastern Great Lakes, folks in Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Iowa, sections of South Dakota, Nebraska should be on guard for the possibility for locally strong storms. That threat tomorrow continues across South Dakota, sections of Nebraska, front range of the Rockies, and then moves further east into the nation's heartland long about Thursday. So widespread severe storms on and off again across the nation's midsection this week. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse.
Average high temperature early July, 89. Record high on the state, 110 in 1936. The average low, 68. The record low is 49 in 1972. We recorded an inch and 80 hundredths of rain over the weekend at the KNDY studios. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03. Sunny and 72 degrees. Heat index already on the rise. It's sticky outside. Relative humidity way up there at 95%. Winds are calm. Barometer 29.82 inches. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 5th of July. KNDY News Time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Switch your wireless carrier for $650. $650.
$650.
Can I get $700? Looking for $700.
$1,000.
Done.
Switch to U.S. Cellular now and get a $1,000 bonus package. Learn more at uscellular.com/bonus.
Two-year agreement to a retail installment contract, shared connect plan, phone turn-in up to $40 device activation fee and device protection plus required. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Sells You More has all of the devices that keep you and your family connected no matter where you are. Sells You More, your U.S. Cellular authorized agent with locations in Junction City and Marysville. There's sure to be one near you.
Come see us at Sells You More.
Durant makes his decision. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. Kevin Durant has made his decision as he'll sign with the Golden State Warriors. Durant will join two-time reigning MVP Steph Curry and fellow Olympians Klay Thompson and Draymond Green with the Warriors. GM of the Oklahoma City Thunder, Sam Presti, said no feelings were hurt on Durant's decision.
It was disappointing. It was hurtful. But at the end of the day, it's what he felt was best.
On the diamond, the Mets climbed their way back into the game after trailing 6-0 to the Miami Marlins. The game was tied 6-6 in the eighth for Johannes Cespedes.
Swing and a drive towards the gap in right center. That's in for a hit, and it's going to the wall at the 380 mark. Darnold is in. Walker rounds third. He's coming home. He'll score standing without a throw. Cespedes is at second. A two-run double.
Howie Rose with the call on WOR. The Mets now have won five straight games. Staying on the diamond, Mike Napoli's two-run home run gave the Indians a 5-3 victory over the Tigers. Cleveland now has defeated Detroit 10 times this season. Over to competitive eating. Joey Jaws Chestnut won the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island, Brooklyn. ABC's Brad Milkey has the belly-busting comeback story.
After being upset by rival Matt Stoney last year, the big question was, would Chestnut choke?
Chestnut really laying the hammer down right now.
But any doubts for a race as he came, he ate, and he conquered, setting a new record for the event.
And he got
70.
Amid the confetti and lots of napkins, Chestnut relished the glory as he hoisted the mustard belt for the ninth time in what's become a 4th of July tradition.
He is American exceptionalism. He is America itself. Joey Chestnut!
Everyone else now playing catch-up once again.
ABC's Brad Milkey. And quarterfinal action at Wimbledon gets underway this morning. Top-ranked Serena Williams faces 21st-ranked Anastasia Palochenkova, and 8th-ranked Venus Williams battles Yaroslava Shadova at 8 a.m. Eastern. Dave Packer, ABC.
Jack's Food Mart and Deke's Catering of Lynn, United Bank and Trust, Midwest Products of Hanover, and the Lynn Community Nursing Home invite you to the annual Lynn Picnic Saturday, July 9th. Featuring a kids' fishing tournament Saturday morning. Games Saturday afternoon include paintball, laser tag, and bingo. They'll feature food and beer, a parade beginning at 5, figure 8 race at 7, and fireworks after dark. Plan to attend the annual Lynn Picnic this Saturday. Your invitation from Jack's Food Mart and Deke's Catering. Deke's Catering, a division of Jack's Food Mart, offers catering services. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Midwest Products of Hanover, offering concrete, concrete construction crews, and more. And the Lynn Community Nursing Home, our community's home away from home. Person-centered care at the Lynn Community Nursing Home.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, despite years of lobbying and pressure from food and ag groups, Vermont's GMO labeling law took effect on Friday. But the law may be short-lived with action by the U.S. Senate planned this week on a national law that would preempt state laws. While enforcement of the Vermont law would not start until next year, if the measure still stands by then, Vermont still celebrated that new law in the state's capital. But Wednesday brings a cloture vote in the U.S. Senate on a compromise bill that would preempt state laws and make GMO labeling mandatory across the country. In a test vote last week, senators backed moving ahead with the measure 68-29. Now votes could change when the bill comes up for a cloture vote and then vote on final passage. While as expected, Vermont senators opposing the bill, Farm State Democrats largely supporting the Robert Stabenow compromise last week. And Britain's decision last month to leave the European Union could have both market and trade policy effects on the U.S. grain industry, though the U.S. Grains Council says exactly how that change could impact farmers' bottom lines is among many questions, as the EU does not import large volumes of U.S. corn due to trade barriers related to biotechnology. And overall, the total value of all types of U.S. feed grain and related products that were exported in 2014-15 marketing year, about $745 million. Though the initial grain market impact eased quickly, the Grains Council said follow-on effects on exports could be seen from a stronger U.S. dollar. And markets might also face negative impact from Brexit on the euro area and, to a lesser extent, the global economy affecting demand for grain and the meat it produces. However, the largest and longest-term impact of the Brexit on grains could come in the trade policy arena, not the marketplace. Grains Council says the vote will put the transatlantic trade and investment partnership talks between the U.S. and the European Union in potential jeopardy. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Wheat harvest 2016 continues to roll on across Kansas. We got some weekend rain across much of the state. There was some shower activity in parts of the far northwest sections where wheat harvest continues full strength. Hopefully not enough to really dampen the harvest. Tressie Metzner is the Extension Agriculture Agent in Graham County. She says wheat harvest there is very good.
Well, this year Graham County is having a very bountiful harvest. We have managed to miss several of the big hailstorms that have came in the county surrounding us, and our average bushels per acre is running anywhere from 60 to 80. We've had some irrigated that's brought 86 to 90 bushels, and we've had some other wheat with a few disease issues such as gray leaf spot or mosaic that maybe didn't do as well, such as the 55 bushels per acre.
Mitzner says the wheat crop in Graham County this year had some obstacles to overcome.
Had some wheat rust issues earlier in the spring, and the planes were going and got some of that tackled and headed off some major issues that we could have had with rust. Test weights have been really great. 60 is what they've been averaging. There's very little that came in under 60. Some of them have been really great at
64.
That's Tressie Metzner reporting from Graham County. Ed Bemis from United Prairie Ag in Lakin says harvest in that area is very strong as well. Bemis is reporting that test weights have been very good from 62 to 65 pounds a bushel. He says protein is below average. He says some farmers are reporting yields in the 65 to 75 bushel per acre range as harvest continues to roll on, especially in the northwestern sections of Kansas. Ag News, harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings, once again raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. A year ago, we were battling the bird flu. Knee-deep in the middle of it, millions of birds had to be destroyed because of the bird flu. This year, thankfully, it's a different story. More about that after this.
It's been a delight over the years for me to be on the air for Wink Products Company, a real Midwest success story. Wink is a family-owned corporation in rural Eldora, Iowa that has manufactured specialty cleaning products for 69 years. And today, Wink is a nationally recognized brand because Wink products work. Wink manufactures professional-strength household cleaners and drain openers. Learn about all of the Wink products at wink.com. That's WHINK.com.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel.
A year ago, the American poultry industry was in free fall because of the worst animal health problem we've ever had, the bird flu that resulted in the destruction of millions of birds. This year, we've been fortunate. Some scattered outbreaks, mainly in the state of Indiana. But Dr. Jerry Dick, who's assistant administrator of APHIS, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, part of the USDA, says APHIS is watching and taking action where necessary.
Quite simply, our goal in APHIS is to protect poultry, livestock, and crops, keep them free from foreign pests and disease, and allow the American producer to produce food and fiber to clothe and feed America. That seems simple, but every day there's a new challenge, a new bug, a new pest, and we have to remain vigilant and creative, responsive to each of those needs.
Dr. Jerry Dick, speaking to a Farm Bureau meeting, said other than that relatively small outbreak in Indiana, the poultry industry has been lucky this year.
It's worth noting that the isolated outbreak in Indiana that we dealt with in January was caused by a North American strain of avian influenza. While our 2015 outbreak was unique because it was caused by a Eurasian strain of the virus that had not previously been seen in the United States. But regardless of the lineage of the virus, and I don't want to delve too much into the weeds here, the technicalities, high-path avian influenza, or the influenza viruses in general, survive well in cold, wet, weather. So as temperatures rise in the spring and we move into summer across the United States, the likelihood of another outbreak decreases because of that warm weather and things drying out. And so that's positive. We're now almost in May and have had no more outbreaks.
Dr. Jerry Dick, Assistant Administrator of APHIS at the USDA, giving an update on the bird flu. Back after this.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Sunny, 72 degrees, high of 92 on tap today. Can't rule out a scattered chance for rain showers, although a very slight chance each day this week. Inch 80 in our rain gauge over the weekend here at studios in Marysville.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Red, White, and Blue, the Nordis Motor Company, has a pickup on trade for you, including a 2011 Chevy Silverado 1500 crew cab model in red. It's a Z71 edition, a blue 2014 Ford F-150 extended cab, and a Silverado 1500 regular cab. It's white with a bed liner. It's Red, White, and Blue pickup savings for you at the Nordis Motor Company.
This is the sports report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Aaron Sanchez pitched 8 innings to win his 8th straight decision. Josh Donaldson and Darren Barney each hit 2-run singles in a 4-run 7th inning, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Kansas City Royals last night 6-2. Sanchez retired the first 7 batters he faced and held the Royals hitless until Chesler Cuthbert's 2-out single to the center in the 5th. The next hitter, Alcides Escobar, grounded out. Michael Saunders gave the Blue Jays a 1-0 lead with an RBI ground out off Edison Volquez in the 1st. Kansas City tied it when Kendrys Morales homered off of Sanchez to begin the 7th. It was his 15th. Also in Royals news, Kansas City right-hander Yordano Ventura has a grade 1 sprain of his right ankle, but he is expected to make his next start Friday against Seattle. Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Roger Bartell with R. Bartell Trucking of Cambridge, Kansas, prefers to make the 90-mile drive to MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge.
Couldn't go anyplace else. I got my choice.
So MJ's is pretty good about working with you, Roger?
You know, if I call and need to get in, they'll usually get me right in and get right on whatever it is, get it fixed.
Roger, how'd you hear about MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge?
A friend of mine referred me to him here several years ago, and I've been coming ever since.
MJ's Truck Repair, exit 46 off I-135 in Moundridge, Kansas.
CropQuest is the leader in keeping you as efficient and effective as possible on your farm while helping you increase yields and be more profitable. Consulting packages are customized to your individual needs. While we are advanced in the latest technology, nothing can beat the agronomic knowledge and boots on the ground for over 20 years of experience in the field. Call us today at 620-225-2233 to find a CropQuest consultant near you. That's 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Well, I guess Kevin Durant couldn't beat the Golden State Warriors in the NBA's Western Conference Finals, so he just decided to join them. Durant and the Warriors have worked out a 2-year, $54.3 million contract that includes a player option. This makes him the highest-paid player with the Warriors. The contract comes a month after Durant and the Oklahoma City Thunder blew a 3-1 series to Golden State. In other Major League Baseball news, the Cubs ended a 4-game losing streak by hitting 3 home runs while building a 10-1 lead in a 10-4 rout of the Reds. The Pittsburgh Pirates won over the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 yesterday. The Mets won over Miami 8-6. The Giants turned five hits into a 3-1 victory over Colorado. Baltimore's lead in the AL East is down to 2 games over Boston and 2.5 games over Toronto, following the Orioles' 5th consecutive loss, 7-5 to the Dodgers. And the Cleveland Indians won past Detroit 5-3. I'm Stephanie Austin.